This is Rabbi Saul Solomon with a rabbinical reflection for the week of February 27th, 2011. Chaos, turmoil, madness, uncontrolled rebellion. No, I'm not talking about Libya. I'm talking about Charlie Sheen, the handsome but unprincipled actor who makes Lindsay Lohan look like Rebecca of Sunnybrook Shtetl. After yet another stay in rehab, ooh, that must have been a tough 3 days, Sheen pronounced himself fit as a fiddle and ready for work. Just what CBS wanted to hear about their hit show, Two and a Half Men. Only Charlie Sheen's idea of being ready for work is vilifying his boss, the show's creator, on syndicated radio. He called producer Chuck Lorre an earthworm, a maggot, and a charlatan, which is pretty strong stuff to call anyone who isn't a lawyer. But okay, who among us hasn't said terrible things about their boss? I once called the chief of the Southeast New England Board of Rabbis a douchebag. Because he was. But I didn't do it in public. I did it quietly, behind his back, the way you're supposed to insult people. More upsetting in the latest Charlie Sheen incident is his migration into Mel Gibson mode. In Sheen's rant, and apropos of nothing, the actor repeatedly calls Chuck Lorre by his birth name, Chaim Levine. Sheen claims he did it as a way of calling out the real man instead of the guy's phony Hollywood persona. Too bad it sounded like Sheen saying, here's another Jew using his money and power to abuse poor, underpaid actors. Yes, Chuck Lorre did change his name from Chaim Levine. Just like Archie Leach switched his name to Cary Grant, and Arthur Rosenberg magically became Tony Randall. But in this day and age, what kind of pathetic loser would change his name to make it less ethnic and more saleable in Hollywood? Gee, Carlos Estevez, do you think there's a possibility changing your name to Charlie Sheen got you playing boyfriends and Lotharios instead of Mexican drug dealers and auto mechanics? Just ask your brother Emilio how much work his name got. Now, I'm not in agreement with concealing your heritage, but sometimes you do what you have to do to get a job. For example, when I first started looking for a job as a rabbi, I had to change my real name. What synagogue would hire Fergus O'Malley? I'm kidding. But seriously, it is not surprising to hear anti-Jewish slurs tumble from the mouth of a Sheen. Charlie's father, Martin, has been a longtime Palestinian sympathizer. He even appeared at a Right of Return rally alongside Ralph Nader and Susan Sarandon back in 2000. Yeah, let's give Palestinians Right of Return. As soon as Americans have right of return to the 93rd floor of the World Trade Center. Anyway, CBS TV has finally said goodbye, Charlie, and halted production on Two and a Half Men, which should really be called A Man and a Half and a Moron. Meanwhile, the moron believes that he has successfully completed rehab. No problem with alcohol, no problem with drugs, no problem with beating the crap out of prostitutes. Come to think of it, no wonder Martin Sheen is pro-Arab. His son would make a great Libyan dictator. Perhaps I'm being cruel. From watching Celebrity Rehab, I know addiction is terrible, and the nasty things Charlie Sheen says are just his disease talking. Then again, if diseases could talk, my hernia would have its own blog. I do not wish ill on Charlie Sheen. I do not wish well on him either. We can pretty much stop hoping he'll ever be a two-and-a-half mensch. But at least he could grow up and get some real help. Why, he could even go to the Chabad people, a telethon his own father pitched for. And if Charlie feels like calling the Chabadniks by their Jewish names, I'm sure they won't mind. This has been a rabbinical reflection by Rabbi Saul Solomon, Temple Sons of Bitches, in Great Neck, New York.